Jenkins and Alfred, Jenkins and Alfred, Jenkins and Alfred Show.
What? Jenkins and Alfred Part 844, The Mayor. In the last episode, Alfred was being really weird about saying hello. In this episode, who is this mayor? Jenkins! Jenkins! Oh, hello, Chuck. Why are you waving a piece of paper and yelling my name? Because this is for you. What is it? I don't know. I don't look at the things. I just passed this really, really cute cat, and they gave it to me, and it had your name on it, and they said it's an emergency. What? What kind of cute cat is sending me mail? Through the squirrel service. Let's see here. Opening it up. It didn't even seal it. It's just folded. Silly. Let's see.
What? What is it?
Oh, Joe, dog. When did you get there?
When I heard Jenkins, Jenkins.
Why? Why would you come running for Jenkins, Jenkins?
Oh, because I'm... Whenever I hear that sound, it sounds like you're going to need some help.
Well, I'm very... Actually, you know what? Thank you. I appreciate the service. So, guess what?
What?
This is an emergency communique from Mayor Mittens.
Okay, that's all you've been talking about the last three episodes is this Mayor Mittens. Who in the world is Mayor Mittens?
Doug, I'm almost 97% positive that I told you on one of the podcasts who Mayor Mittens was.
Some cat in some neighborhood?
How dare you, sir? How dare you? Some cat. He is the mayor. And of some neighborhood, our neighborhood. I mean, not literally the one we live on. But you know how we live on a street and it ends?
Yeah.
They're on the other street where it ends.
Huh?
I don't understand how it works. It's a Denver thing.
Oh. So, like, if you're on that street and you tell people, like, let's say we lived on Oak Street.
Oh, good example. Okay. Yes, so, we live on Oak Street, but it's a cul-de-sac.
Oh, so would that be Oak Court?
Oh, probably. Okay, so we live at 1462 Oak Court.
Okay.
And they live at 1563 Oak Court.
Oh, so we would be neighbors.
No, no, dog. We would not. Ours would end, and then directly north of us on a map is where you would find 1563 Oak Court.
Well, what kind of sense does that make?
If you're driving, absolutely zero sense. If you're a white man standing in a room designing a map, lots of sense.
I sensed an agenda in your answer.
Well, I do have thoughts, dog.
Okay. But, okay, so this Mayor Mittens is some kind of cute cat. Oh, my gosh, he's adorable. He's got these little white mittens on his hands.
Are they actually mittens?
No.
They are just his paws. But they look like little white mittens because the rest of him's black except for a part of his face. It also has a little white splotch on it. He's so cute. And that's coming from a squirrel, dog.
Okay, fair enough. So he's cute, but why is he the mayor?
Oh, yes, that's... I should probably explain that one. Okay, well, first of all, let's talk about mittens. We've already explained that, but it became a nickname of his when he was just a wee kitten. Like, they would say, Mittens, the kitten! And he would come running out with his little cutie mittens on his little cutie paw.
Okay, I get it. He's cute.
Okay, so then when he was running for town council, he was beaten by a gopher.
A gopher?
Yeah, which is weird, because technically the gopher lives in the neighborhood, but he's undomesticated. He's like a wild animal.
Well, yeah, he's a gopher.
Exactly. And I don't know how he won the mayorship, but some say...
Wait, I thought it was town council.
Oh, what did I say?
You said the mayorship.
Sorry, I was getting ahead of myself. I don't know exactly how he won his seat on town council, but I heard there was some funny business involved.
What do you mean? Like he was bribing people?
No, like he hired a clown to go to kids' birthday parties or something. I don't know, but either way, he made people vote for him with laughter.
You can use laughter to vote?
No. What's a better way to say it? He used laughter to get people to vote.
Okay, I can see that. So that was town council, but how did he get on the mayor?
Well, immediately after the town council victory, he announced his bid for mayor, and he hired this really high-priced PR firm that could help him with his, you know, running and glad handing and kissing the babies.
Wow. What person was letting their babies get kissed by a random cat that wanders the neighborhood?
Fair question. Everybody recognized him already, though. So once he started wearing his mittens for mayor button...
Oh my gosh, I bet that was cute.
It really was. It had the same kind of black and white. Oh my gosh, I'll see if I can find one. Wait, you have one? Oh yeah, I donated his campaign like, I don't know, 50 times. Oh my gosh, I didn't know you were a fellow mittenhead. Yes, I am.
What in the heck is a mittenhead?
Context, dog. It's people that love mayor mittens. Come on.
Oh, right. Do you wear the mittens on your head then?
No, but that's a fantastic... Chuck, take a note. I've got it. I'll go make mittens that are head-sized. One for you, one for me. Let's start there and then see how many orders we need. Perfect. See you, fellas. Pew!
Well, I guess we won't see him for a little while.
I estimate maybe a day and a half. It's going to take a little while to figure that out.
Okay. So, where were we?
Oh, mayor. So he wore his little button, and he told everyone, vote for me, for mayor. And they was like, who? And he said, mittens for mayor. And they said, you're a cat. You can't be the mayor. And he was like, well, of like animal world mayor. And they were like, definitely, because it doesn't affect us. And that was how he became the mayor.
Mayor Mittens. I have to meet him one day.
Dog, you've met him.
No, I'm pretty sure I have not.
Yeah, we was all out walking one day. And you were like, who's that random cat that looks like it doesn't belong anywhere, but it's super cute?
Oh my gosh, that's Mayor Mittens?
Yeah.
I thought that was just the neighborhood cat was what we called it.
I mean, that's the informal name, but that's Mayor Mittens.
Oh my gosh, we need to invite them over for dinner. Is it a him or a her?
I believe they go by Z Zim.
Is that one of them?
Yeah.
Okay, good for them. Good for Zim?
There you go, that's better, dog.
Okay, let's invite Zim for dinner and see if we can, I don't know, hear more stories of what it's like to be the cat mayor of the neighborhood.
Ooh, okay. I'll see what I can do. Bye!
The end.